I sat there. He drove. I listened to the music on the tape deck like he wanted. And I told him the sky was pretty, just trying, you know, to put some sort of fucking humanity into the night. Some sort of spirit so we might, you know, appear to one another as having had at one time or another a thought in our heads, and we're not just these totally fuck-oriented, you know, things with clothes on. What I'm getting at is that I did nothing. And in addition, I'm normally a person who allots a certain degree of my energy to being on the alert for creeps, Eddie. I'm not so dumb as to be ignorant of the vast hordes of creeps running loose in California, as if every creep with half his crews loose is lit here like the continent is tilted. But because this guy was on your recommendation, I am caught unawares and nearly maimed. That's what I'm getting at. I mean, this guy is driving, so I tell him we can go to my house. He says he's hungry, so I say, great, how about a jack-in-the-box? He asks me if that's a code for something. So I tell him, no, it's California talk. We have a million of them. Is he new in town? His answer is, do I have a waterbed? No, I tell him, but we could go to a sex motel. They got waterbeds. They got porn in the in-house video. Be great. So then I detect he's looking at me. So I smile. And he says, what are you smiling about? And I say, what do you mean? He says, like he's talking to the steering wheel, what are you thinking? Or some shit. I mean, but it's like to the steering wheel. He's all bent out of shape.